Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. Dr. Igor Prost describes research activities conducted within Work Area 1 and shares some of the first results arising from Climble research. Dr. Prost, can you tell us about yourself and your role within the project?
I'm a researcher at the University of Ljubljana and at the Nutrition Institute in Ljubljana, Slovenia. I do research in the fields of food science and nutrition, particularly in connection with the composition, food labeling, and the role of food labels in public health. I'm representing the University of Ljubljana as leader in this first work area of Climble, in which we are looking into the current status of health claims and symbols from a product supply point of view. We are responsible to assure that all tasks within this work area are carried out properly to ensure timely availability of high quality results, which will be then used for later research activities.
What are the objectives in the first work area?
We have five main objectives. The first one is to look into the differences between the EU member states with regard to the history of use and regulation of use of health claims and symbols. The other one is to map the presence of health claims and symbols on the market and to investigate the context in which those claims appear on products. Then to develop the first taxonomy of health claims, health symbols and their context, as well as the other information that can be found on the food packaging. We have completed the work related to these three main objectives, and currently our partners are actively working on analyzing the nutritional composition of the foods that were sampled and which we identified as bearing health claims and symbols. We will then compare the criteria for assigning health symbols and plan for results to be available this summer.
Can you share some of the preliminary results about the situation in the European Union with regard to the history of use of health claims and symbols? Have you noticed any significant country differences?
We have performed interviews with representatives of national authorities, consumer organizations and industry representatives in all EU member states. We found that about half of the EU countries had at least partial regulation of health claims on the national level. This means that consumers in some countries were exposed to health claims, while in others they weren't. For example, while in Slovenia use of health claims was not allowed, it was allowed in the United Kingdom.
Did the project provide any insight into the perception of health claims and symbols among stakeholders and the general public?
The topic appears to be very important for the stakeholders, most of them expressing the need for more research on the effects of health claims and symbols with regard to consumer behavior, public health outcomes, and also economic impact. Some themes dominated in the stakeholder and public debates. For example, consumer understanding of claims, particularly wording, risk of misleading the consumer. Then consumer acceptance and trust, particularly in relation to credibility of claims and symbols. Also question of the effectiveness of the use of health claims, particularly impact on health and healthier food choices. We also noted some legislative aspects, for example, how to apply the health claims regulation, wording, graphic implementation of symbols, then the process of approval at European Food Safety Authority and the status of different claims, the application of nutrient profiles and criteria for the use of claims and symbols on foods.
What can you tell us about the current prevalence of health claims and symbols in the European Union?
Our objective was to provide a benchmark of the prevalence and consumer exposure to health claims and symbols and the context they appear in. We sampled around 2,000 products in three different store types in five different EU countries: Germany, the Netherlands, Slovenia, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Overall, between 4 and 13% of products in the five countries have been found to carry health claims and symbols, meaning that they were less frequently present on food products in comparison to nutrition claims. For example, 4% of products sampled in Spain carried health claims and symbols, 9% in Germany, 10% in the United Kingdom, 12% in Slovenia, and 13% in the Netherlands. Health claims were mostly found to be in a non-specific format, not specifying which compound is responsible for the health effect claimed. If we go a bit deeper into product categories, we determined that egg products carried no claims at all. Baby food products showed the highest prevalence of claims on packaging, including both nutritional and health claims. We also investigated context factors for health claims and symbols. Overall, in all five countries, the types of images most often appearing on the products are images of the food itself or images of fresh ingredients contained within these products. Across the five countries, nutrition and health claims mostly appeared at front of pack and in small size textual format.
How does your research feed into the Climble project as a whole?
In the first work area, we mapped the presence of health claims and symbols on foods, with special attention to country-wise differences in history of use of health claims and symbols. This will be a basis for designing and conducting studies involving consumers in other work packages. This aspect is very important because consumers' previous exposure and familiarity with health claims and symbols might have an effect on their understanding and the use of claims. The taxonomy which was developed within this work package will be further revised and will serve as a basis for classification of all claims and symbols analyzed in this project.
Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behavior.